Well, you've got that power line, you've got a pipeline. I see you have a major train.
We have the road. We also had the first transcontinental cable going through here. My dad said it's Baltimore to San Francisco. It runs behind the barns now. It's a fiber optic military backbone now.
Huh.
Buried down about 12 feet. AT&T handles it.
Oh, wow.
As the former county recorder said, we are like the communication center. Everything that goes on through here, from the gas lines to the power lines, the turnpike wanted to come through here until they found out. My mom told them in 1952, well, we have this underground line. Oh, so they moved the turnpike a mile south.
Okay.
The railroads, you know, everything just cuts our property into little smaller pieces.
Right. Started off back in the beginning of this conversation, how many acres was this property?
Originally 1,800.
And it's now what?
About 113, I think.
And it was sold off at various stages?
Sure, because 1,800 acres is a half a township.
Right.
That's huge.
Yeah. So what else? Like, what am I missing about your plight or about, like, what it's like to fight these guys.
The county engineers, again, we're all for it. I went and talked to them. No, it's a real boon. With the NASA facility, they want to open it up and bring in more industry. Oh, maybe we can have a chip manufacturing here. And it's like, that is filthy stuff. You want engineering. You don't want chip manufacture here.
Right. Was that like a Foxconn thing or?
I had no idea. You know, they were just throwing out like Intel or whatever to do chips, but I don't know that that's gonna. I hope that doesn't happen.
Right.
We need your cleaner jobs here and agritourism and.
Yeah, I work with some folks up in Wisconsin, and Foxconn really outfoxed the governor of Wisconsin to get a. Basically, they handed them over a big parcel of land outside of maybe Waukesha. I don't even remember where it was.
By the way, I hate to bring this stuff up, but Sherrod Brown is all pro-fracking.
Yeah.
I spoke to him in Washington. We had I'm with the Edison Birthplace and Edison family, and we had that Edison statue installed. And I talked to him briefly there. I'd sent your office letters, and I never heard back. And he said, and talked to one of his aides, have him follow up. But there was no agency or people high up who were willing to step in. It's like, this is an Edison family farm, and we're just trying to preserve.
You mean like the Edison?
Yeah, Thomas.
Oh, really?
He's born in Milan.
Oh, really?
This is his sister's house.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a picture of Fort Edison and Firestone in the front yard my dad took.
Oh, my gosh. That's big time.
Yeah. He spent the night here.
Wow.
This is his sister's place.
Now, that's a creator.
Yeah.
That's an innovator.
Well, I can go up on Edison for a lot of
things. Well, of course. But, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is you speak from a history, a familial history of, you know, I mean, that is true genius. That's not
to bring this stuff to market.
Yeah, but it's not like expropriation of resources and privatization. It's like true innovation. This is just.
You know, he was big into wind and solar. Thought those were amazing sources of energy.
I know. I've read all about them. Yeah.
Hope we tap into those before we run out.
Yeah. But why do that when you got this, right?
Right.
So Sherrod Brown. Yeah, I mean, I think it's. Well, first off, he. Because I talked to his people a little bit. And he seems to be in an interesting spot because it's been framed for him as a job thing, as a union job thing. But there's no union jobs these guys, I don't know if they've come through here yet, but I can tell you this, with the Rover, with the Utopia, and with all the gathering lines, the gas gathering lines that I see, the Blue Racers running down in Southeast Ohio. Those are all Oklahoma and Texas plates. If you go to where those guys are staying in those big parking lots that they build for them, they're all Oklahoma and Texas plates. They get out of their big old trucks and they get in these big white buses and they ship them over here or wherever it is. They get out, they do their thing, they go back. There's no organic job growth. It's basically like migrant labor. So he has, I don't know how this has happened because we've told him this and others have told him this. A, these are not Jobs, Ohio, which is another, but there's no Jobs, Ohio, quote unquote. But specifically with regard to oil and gas development, there's no such thing. It's job migration. Granted, are you going to have Ohioans working at the Outback Steakhouse in the Super 8 that gets built in Carroll County? Sure, probably. But that wasn't the job that they thought they were going to get when they came in the front door. And then B, well, that's one. And then number two is these companies, during the downturn in oil and gas, they were looking to automate so that they could, because what's their biggest cost? It's labor. Well, how do you reduce that cost? You automate and you make sure that your labor is not union.